Bishop Kagan and I conduct the New Priest Workshops. The New Priest Workshops are for the newly ordained priests or those new to the diocese. They attend workshops with us for 5 years, and I help coordinate them. It's part of my diocesan job. Father Ani is one of our students, by the way. I remember Bishop Kagan saying during one of the workshops that if you want to put your homilies online, that's fine. But he said, remember, what goes online stays online. Just a few weeks ago, one of my friends sent me an audio file to my private cell number. I thought it was more private than that, but I guess it gets out. And these are the words of the beginning of my first homily last year. This is what he sent me. Jen? And we look forward and pray for the year 2020. I like 2020. It feels good. Sounds good. Looks good. Now, I'll admit that sounds like my voice. And it is I. And we must always be people of hope. We're not like the animals. Unlike the animals, human beings can think about their future. It's a blessing and a curse. We can plan, but we can also fear the future. That is why hope is so important in human life. To be without hope is to have nothing to live for. To be without hope is to surrender to despair. I sleep with Romeo, and he's never awake during the night. You know, I ask him, you know, why aren't you sleeping? And I ask my Dalmatian, why aren't you sleeping? And he'd say, well, I'm worried about tomorrow. You know, animals aren't worried about tomorrow. We are. But I stand by what I said. I'm not doom and gloom. There are plenty of priests who maybe are. And my parish will not be doom and gloom. We are people of hope. And I would say it again. And there really is no better example of hope than the Magi. The Magi who first remind us that hope is not just from ourselves. Hope is a supernatural gift. I can't get up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm going to get hope. Hope is a gift from God. And the Magi also teach us how to live it out. The Magi are very mysterious characters in the story of our Lord's birth, and the Magi are only mentioned in Matthew's gospel. We heard in Luke how the shepherds left their flocks to adore Jesus. These shepherds were guided by the words of an angel. Today, the Magi leave their countries to adore Jesus, and they are guided by the light of a star. The word star is mentioned 8 times in today's readings and prayers for the Mass. The Magi would have been wealthy. They were astrologers. They were pagans before they met Jesus. They would have had a long journey. They were determined. They would have arrived maybe a year or more after our Lord's birth. They would have had to use their wealth to pay passage through hostile territories. They would have had to make bribes for protection. And they arrived with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew doesn't tell us how many there were. Matthew tells us there are 3 gifts. So we say that there are 3 of them, but there would have been more of them. Many from different countries, perhaps, converging. And as Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of priest, prophet, and king, therein they brought the gifts: gold for the king, frankincense for the priest, and myrrh for the prophet. We too offer these gifts. And let's begin with the gift of frankincense, which you do so well. Frankincense is incense. It's used for worship. It's a sweet fragrance. And it's one of the sweetest ways that we live out our hope with our worship. The Magi, upon seeing Jesus, paid homage. Matthew uses that word 3 times in today's gospel. In fact, he uses that word 13 times in his entire gospel. Matthew wants us to know clearly the proper response to Jesus Christ is to worship. And therein, as they came to a place to do it, we come to this place to do it. And I would say, you do it very well. There is a lot of worshiping of Jesus Christ going on here. I've said before that you've prayed well, that you sing well, and your faith has helped my faith. I don't see a lot of going through the motions here. And even masked, I can hear you sing, and I can hear you pray. In this new year, let's continue to give that gift to Jesus, that gift of frankincense, our worship, which is the sweetest way to live out hope. We also bring our gift of gold here. We bring our sustenance. We bring our tithing. You know how I rely on your generosity. We are providing a house for worship. And we give not to a king. When we give our sustenance, we are giving to our king, to my king, because we all have a need to give. You heard the story, maybe, maybe not. If you start to hear my jokes twice, just act like you haven't heard them, okay? Just the story of the family leaving Mass. The mother said, "Oh, that really wasn't much of a homily." The dad said, "Yeah, music wasn't that good today." The little boy looked up and said, "Well, I don't know. It wasn't that bad of a show for a buck." See? Those kids are watching the collection basket. The most sacrificial way of living out hope is to give our sustenance, our substance, because we often like to clutch onto things rather than Him. And the gift of myrrh, what is myrrh? Myrrh is for embalming. Bringing myrrh to the child is like bringing a casket to a baby shower. Mary's son is born to die so that other children may live. Myrrh symbolizes our sorrow, our suffering, our hurts, and we are to give them when we come to worship. It is interesting in my life as a priest how I see time and time again how some suffering, some sadness can make people bitter, and some can make it better. We all have a tendency to almost hang on to our hurts, our suffering, our sadness, almost like it's a bitter protest. We have to give it like a gift of myrrh. Jesus wants to take it. When you come to Mass or when you stop for adoration, pray, "Jesus, take this from me. Take this suffering, take this sadness, take this hurt. It's the most challenging way to live out hope, is to give our Lord that gift. My dear people, I'm hopeful for 2021, and I hope this homily doesn't come back at me in a year. We are people of hope, and the Magi give us hope. As they went to a place to recognize the divinity of Christ, we come here to recognize the divinity of the Holy Eucharist. And as they give gifts, we give our gifts every time we come here. Our gift of worship, our gift of sustenance, substance, and our gift of our sorrows. And I wish you all a happy new year. Amen.